Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
The port.
Can we come with you?
Sure. What's your hurry? I want to see if Gus's ship is in the port.
He didn't sign up for the dinner.
I know.
They're gonna serve cherry pie for dessert. Cherry pie! Whoa, I don't think I will be able to sleep at all tonight.
Cherry pie and peach cobbler. My mom said she and Mrs. Merriweather are both making peach cobbler. I can't wait.
Tomorrow night seems so far away. Like a distant land that our mortal bodies may never touch, no matter how diligently we try to reach it. Or like a moonbeam that dances across a deep pool evasive of our grasp. Doesn't it, CJ?
No, not really.
What's the matter? You don't want to serve at the retirement home?
I don't know.
Well, if we volunteer to serve dinner, we get to eat dinner. And if we eat dinner, then we get to eat dessert. Oh, I love dessert almost as much as I love dinner. Or maybe I love dinner more.
I think you're missing the point. We serve dinner, we talk to the old folks, they tell us stories.
We make friends. Oh, and I love friends almost as much as I love dinner. No, I love dessert almost as much as I love... Oh, this is getting complicated.
Some of those senior citizens don't get visitors at all. I think that this friendship dinner is a great idea.
I think that I might have plans.
You do not.
I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, third graders always have big plans on Saturday nights. CJ, I would think that you, out of all of us, wouldn't want these folks to be lonely.
You don't understand, Stacy. There'll be plenty of people there to keep them company.
Gus! Where are you running to?
The ship is in!
Look, it's Gus. He sailed in last night.
Gus!
I just love it when he's home.
He's looking kind of old.
He's not so old. Look at that ship. Just think of the places it's taking Gus to.
Hey, Captain Gus!
Well, I'll be. If you ain't grown like a string of seaweed, boy, I hardly even recognized you.
When did you sail in?
Well, I brought her in at 1700 last night.
You're a day late.
A day late, you say? I've been out to sea for 9 months, and you complain that I'm a day late. I gotta throw you to the sharks.
The sharks!
Gus, you remember my friend Stacy and Goose?
Why, yes, I don't think I could forget such lovely little lassies. Nice to see you two.
Oh, stop it some more!
9 months at sea? Wow, where'd you sail to?
Well, this time it was the South Seas.
Gus has been all over the world, and he has the most amazing stories.
Okay, CJ.
I don't know if I'd call them amazing.
Oh, Captain Gus, tell us some more adventures. Please, please.
Oh, yeah, please.
Well, let's see. If we can find old Gus some shade, I might just be able to recall the time that I was shipwrecked off the coast of a deserted island that I've since named Baboon Lagoon.
All right.
Yes.
Is it gonna be scary?
Well, it was for me when it happened, of course.
I love them when they're scary.
Well, those kids found a nice piece of shade for old Gus, and he proceeded to fascinate them with true tales of his high sea adventures. Now, Gus has always trusted God. In fact, Gus always credits the Lord with his protection in whatever predicament he'd been in.
I fell, sliding down the cliff face, headed for the jagged rocks below. Thought that I was a goner for sure.
I'm scared!
but I slid under the smallest little bit of shrub that I grabbed hold of, and it stopped me from sliding off the cliff to my sure death.
Wow.
You lived! You lived!
As a matter of fact, I did. That little shrub, I believe, had been planted there by the hand of God himself. He knew one day I'd need it to keep me from the most violent of deaths. Now then, I was alive, but with no food fit for man nor beast. I was left with the food that I could find. Well, not the sort you'd ever partake of unless your imminent death was staring you in the face. It was a banquet of grubs and beetles and some unnamed worm as big around as my thumb and as long as my arm.
It's been almost 50 years now since Gus first sailed. And with all the solitary time away from others, he's learned a great deal about hearing what God has to say. And he's developed quite a knack for storytelling.
That, my hearties, is how I managed to stay alive for 27 days without any man-made supplies.
All I can say is, wow.
I will never look at earthworms the same way again.
Or beetles.
The fatter the better. That's why I like them. Well, looks like it's coming up on supper time, doesn't it?
Strangely enough, I'm not very hungry.
I gotta get home. It's good to have you back, Gus.
Thanks, Gus.
Yeah, thank you, Captain Gus.
I'll come to see you sometime tomorrow, Gus.
All right. Goodbye, kids.
And he almost fell to his death.
I saw Gus in town today, too, buying a bunch of furniture. Looked like he was furnishing a new captain's quarters.
He told us about one time he survived on a desert island for 27 days by eating gross worms and
not
lots of...
Not at the dinner table, please, CJ.
Yes, ma'am. He's got the best stories.
I didn't get the chance to talk to him. He seemed like a wolf on a mission. It's sure good to see old Gus again.
He's not that old, Dad. I don't know why everyone keeps saying that.
CJ, your father and I can't be at the friendship dinner tomorrow night.
Really?
We already had plans with the Pickwicks. Stacy's parents said that you can come home with them after the dinner. We'll come by and get you there on the way home.
Okay.
What? Honey, don't talk with your mouth full.
Okay, Mom. I'll go home with Stacy.
Good. Theo?
Yeah?
I was thinking that I might have time to make a salad for that dinner. Are there any tomatoes in the garden?
Yeah. Big beefsteak tomatoes. But one had been nibbled on by a caterpillar. A pretty juicy-looking little fella. Oh, I'll bet Gus would have loved him.
I think the friendship dinner is such a nice idea. It's wonderful that Miss Harbor wants the children to be the servers.
Yeah. Mom, can I get some more milk?
Of course.
I gotta get out of this.
Parenting is a tough job. Between shuttling them from soccer practice to dance lessons, school, church, Awanas, you're also supposed to be teaching your kids important spiritual lessons. That's where Paws and Tales can help. Each Paws and Tales episode teaches an important biblical concept, giving you a perfect opportunity to talk with your kids about what really matters in life. Visit our website today at pawsandtails.org to see how fun and memorable stories can help you build godly character in your cubs. That's pawsandtails.org.
Let's get back to Wildwood for more Paws and Tails.
The next afternoon, CJ finds himself kicking around town, not quite sure what to do with himself. He did pray about taking part in the retirement home dinner, but didn't like what God was seeming to tell him. CJ's a good one. He's usually quite obliging and willing to lend a hand, but this time he didn't. Just didn't want to budge. So there he was, moping around with a big old bowl of green salad in his hands.
Hey, Gus.
Well, hello, CJ. What brings you down here this afternoon?
Nothing much. You got a lot of stuff. You need help?
Well, sure, but you seem to have your hands full. What's that for?
It's for the dinner at the retirement home.
Oh.
It's not heavy, and I got a free hand.
Well, if you're sure, you could take that lamp over there.
Okay.
Be careful, it's light, but it's breakable.
What do you need a lamp for? You don't have electricity on the ship.
No, I don't, but I'm... Oh, this is slipping. Oh. You know, 20 years ago, I could have balanced all this in the end of my nose. It's the price of getting old, I guess.
The sea air keeps you young, Gus. I've heard you say that yourself.
I said the sea air makes you feel young, CJ. See, there's a big difference there. But you know, there is something about the saltwater mist just fills me right up. But I can't stop this body from getting old. So, CJ, you're going to the dinner tonight, are you?
Well, my mom made the salad, and I'm supposed to drop it off. Where are you taking that stuff?
Well, I run out of steam, CJ. Let's set this stuff on the bench. So, I want you to tell me what's eating you up.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been around a long time, CJ, and I know when a fella has something heavy on his mind.
Well, I do have something on my mind.
Well, come on, boy, spill it.
Okay, here goes. Some people are expecting me to do something. Something that they say is a good thing to do, and I guess it really is a good thing to do, but I don't really want to do it.
Huh. Any idea what God wants on this? Huh?
Maybe, but I'm not sure.
You know, CJ, when God wants you to do something, he'll pretty much let you know. He'll put friends and family and scripture and sometimes perfect strangers in your path to make his will known to you.
What if you don't agree with everyone?
Everyone? Does that include God?
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know, not agreeing with God, huh? You know, that's asking for calamity of the greatest order. There's a story in the Bible about Jonah. There was this sailor working as first mate on a cargo ship, carrying silks and spices from distant port to distant port. Now, every once in a while, they took on passengers for a small fee who didn't mind the cramped and uncomfortable accommodations, if you will. Now, there came aboard one fine day this skittish little fella. He didn't look at anybody, didn't say a word to anyone, but he got on that ship and went straight down to the cargo hold and fell right asleep. Well, the crew didn't think much of their new passenger, and they went right on preparing to sail. The ship soon took off in beautiful weather, but it didn't last for long.
Captain! Captain! Stormy skies ahead! They came out of nowhere!
Aye, she looks like a bloody big one. Call the crew and prepare for a bumpy ride.
Yes, sir. At once, Captain. Oi, crew. Prepare for a big one. Every man to his post. Make haste.
The crew did everything within their power to manage this storm, but it became more and more powerful. As that storm got closer, the ship started to toss wildly and took on water.
Captain, sir, we're taking on water faster than we can bail it out.
Tis an angry lass, this one. Start throwing secondary supplies overboard off the port bow. Keep only what is necessary. Go, man!
Die, sir!
The crew, they were crazy. Started throwing boxes and more boxes into the angry sea. But the ship just kept taking on water. And it was being tossed on the massive waves like a little tiny toy boat. Preparing for a disaster, one crew member went down to the hull where he woke up this mysterious passenger who'd fallen asleep among all the crates.
Captain! Captain!
Back to your post, MacGregor! Keep tossing the cargo overboard!
There's no cargo left to throw over, sir! But if you'll just listen, something extraordinary has surfaced!
What, ma'am?
Jenkins went down to the hull to warn our passengers of the danger we're in.
Is that it?
No, sir. No, sir. Our passenger, sir. It turns out that our passenger is a man of God.
It is all very good, but what can he do, man? Can he pray a pretty prayer and make all this cease?
Well, no, not exactly, sir.
Odds fish, MacGregor. I'm in imminent danger of losing this ship and all souls aboard. What is it?
Captain, our passenger wants us to throw him overboard.
Odds, bobs, hammer and tongs. Throw Jenkins overboard? Is he mad?
No, sir. No, sir. Not Jenkins. The passenger wants his own self to be tossed overboard.
His own self? How can that be?
It is true, sir. It's true. He claims that he is directly at fault for this storm.
Are you saying that one man is responsible for this incredible force that should all have us underwater in a quarter of an hour's time?
Aye, sir. He claims, sir, he says that he's running from God.
Running from God, eh?
That's what he says, Captain. He's running from God.
Aye. And God has surely found him.
Captain, well, what shall we do? Captain!
Do as he wishes. God will not cease to gain a man's attention when he wills it.
Bring the passenger above deck!
May God have mercy on his soul.
So the crew, eager to stop the deadly storm in its tracks, they tossed the wayward passenger overboard and prayed for the best.
He was swiftly swallowed whole by a huge fish.
Now listen to you. You know this story, do you?
I've heard the story of Jonah a bunch, but I like the way you tell it.
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think about what happened to Jonah in that big fish?
That he survived 3 days inside of it?
Well, that's true, he did. But you can't forget the fact that Jonah finally did what God asked of him.
I think he learned his lesson, but I don't think that God makes fish swallow people anymore.
Oh, you don't think God's big enough to work a miracle like that today, huh?
I think he's plenty big. But he seems to have been harder on people back then. Nowadays, he doesn't have to work so hard to get his point across.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure about that, CJ. I think we have just about the same hard-headedness as they did way back when. Now, look at that. The sunlight's starting to fade. I better get to going.
How long you staying in town, Gus?
Long time. As long as the Lord wills it. You know, I can handle these packages by myself, CJ. I certainly do appreciate your help, though. Why don't you go on and get that salad over to the dinner, because it's getting late.
Well, I guess. See ya, Gus. Oh, man. It smells like a hospital. I hate that. It's just like when Grandma was...
CJ, I didn't think you'd come. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm here. Anyone can see that I'm here. Here I am, standing here, and no one can say that I wasn't here.
Okay, let's go inside and find Miss Harbor. She'll tell you where to go.
No! No, I'm not going in yet. I'm waiting for something. Someone not here yet, but will be soon. Don't worry about me. Just go on in. Bye.
If you're waiting for Goose, she's already inside.
I'll be in a little bit.
Okay, fine. See you later.
Stacy.
What is it?
Take the salad in for me, please.
Fine.
Thanks. I'll be in later. Okay. I gotta get out of here.
Well, CJ got himself in such a nervous state that he was willing to be rude to the good folks around him and dishonest to his own folks. He snuck around back, and just as he was about to dart off towards the school swing set...
We'll be right back with more Paws and Tails after this.
Grab your paws and go. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that right now, with just a few clicks of a mouse, your family can carry Paws and Tails with you wherever you go with Paws and Tails Podcast, or as we like to say here, Pawscast. Our Pawscast allows you to listen wherever and whenever you want. And best of all, it's free to you. Visit pawsandtails.org right now to subscribe to our Pawscast. And then get ready to grab your paws and go.
Thanks for waiting. Now let's get back to Paws and Tails.
CJ's in a dark and frightening predicament. It's pitch black in there, and although it's only been a short while, CJ's lost all track of time, and to him, it seemed like hours.
So cold. Get a hold of yourself, CJ. Need to come up with a plan. Plan number one is to get out of here.
CJ has done all the exploring he could in pitch dark, and for the life of him, he just could not figure out where he was, let alone how to get out.
I'm just like Jonah. I ran like Jonah. God had the ground swallow me up. He does still do big things like he did in the Bible.
Although it took longer than it shoulda, CJ finally decided it was time to do some praying.
Okay, plan number two. Ask God for forgiveness and leave the rest up to him. Dear Father, I'm sorry I wouldn't do what I knew I shoulda. I just didn't want to go into that place, and I'm a little scared of that old badger who takes out her teeth and holds them in her hand trying to bite the nurses. I'll do whatever you want me to from now on.
Forgive me, and I promise to visit a lot at the retirement home when you get me out of here.
Stacy! A badger just chased me all over the parlor with false teeth in her hand.
She what?
I gotta get a pair of those. Oh, this place is very fun.
I wonder where CJ is. Have you seen him, Goose?
Nope, haven't seen him at all. Hey, there's Captain Gus. I bet you he knows where CJ is. Captain Gus!
Hey there, little lassie.
Have you seen CJ? We're expecting him to serve dinner with us.
Well, I haven't seen him for about an hour, I guess.
I gotta go get more sugar for the coffee.
I'll get it for you. I've been down to the cellar earlier today, and I know my way around pretty well. I'll get it and be back before you know it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Bags and bags of beans. Look at flour. CJ? CJ! CJ, what are you doing?
Gus? How'd you find me?
I looked behind the beans and flour, I guess.
Where are we?
We're in the pantry.
Of the retirement home?
Look at you. You look like you fell or something. Are you okay?
Wow. I didn't know where I was. I fell asleep, and then God sent you to find me.
Whoa there, CJ. Look up there, huh? Why, I think you fell right through the old storm door.
Aren't there usually stairs to the storm door?
Well, maybe they took them out making room for the beans. In the dark, I'm not sure if I could have found my way out of here either.
I was just like Jonah, Gus. God does do big things still. I thought I was goners.
What were you running from?
Upstairs, the retirement home.
What's so bad about the retirement home?
Well, my grandma Margie, she died in a place like this. It kind of gets me all uncomfortable, kind of nervous.
Yeah, I can understand that, but CJ, you gotta know that the folks that live here, you can get real lonely for them. And these folks need visitors.
Me and God, we got it all set. I'll do it. I think he made it pretty clear. Half the night in the bowels of the cellar will...
Half the night? Try 20 minutes in the pantry.
20 minutes?
Okay, maybe a half an hour, maybe. I'm just glad to see you came around, CJ. Yeah, I'd have been real perturbed if you wouldn't come and visit with me.
Here?
Yeah. Here.
You're moving in here?
Moving in? I've been here almost 2 days. Where you been, boy? My seafaring days are over, CJ, I gotta admit. I listened to God, and he made it clear that I needed to settle down on dry land. I can't say I was happy with it, to tell you the truth, but I know from experience that he's got my best in mind. I sold the ship, and I'll live here as long as God wills.
I had no idea, Gus.
Hey, you ready for some dinner serving, huh?
Yes, sir, Captain, I am.
Here you go, Mr. Ripple. I hope that you're enjoying yourself. CJ, I've been looking everywhere for you. Where were you?
Just helping Gus.
Well, grab a ladle, CJ. We need help with the soup.
I'm your cub, Stace. Gus, may I interest you in some corn chowder?
Oh, that does sound delicious, doesn't it, CJ? I'd love some. Go ahead.
I'm gonna get you, Mrs. Nesbitt!
Not the table! Not the table!
Don't even ask.
I've never met a sailor man who hadn't heard the tale of how the lad named Jonah decided to set sail. He tried to go off course from the way that God had wished, but changed his mind in record time inside that great big fish. So hoist up the sails and feel the wind a blow. We're going the direction God is asking us to go. And who is at the helm?
The Lord!
He'll never steer us wrong. If we go where he leads, we'll always be where we belong.
The
There's nothing like the high seas. No, not that sea. Inside that fish's belly, Jonah didn't feel so well. He couldn't stand the guilt, and he couldn't stand the smell. He learned God's way is best, and that's still true for us today. And if God directs, we'll swap the deck and say, Lord, lead the way. So hoist up the sails and feel the wind a blow. We're going the direction God is asking us to go. And who is at the helm?
The Lord.
He'll never steer us wrong. If we go where he leads, we'll always be where we belong. First mate, you're wanted at the bridge. Aye, aye, sir. God doesn't promise us smooth sailing, but he told us he would always be on board. So we'll trust him and his word to be our compass here on earth till the day that we pull into heaven's shores.
To order a copy of today's program, Hold the Anchovies, log on to pawsandtails.org. Hold the Anchovies was written by Amy Robertson and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The sailing song was written by Sandy Howell and Matt McGuire. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.